All right.
Hey, shit yeah.
Shit yeah.
It's the shit yeah show.
Shit yeah.
The day is wrapping up. It's something o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere almost.
It's yeah. 4 minutes till.
Shit yeah. So I'm really excited about this. We, you know, honestly, I'm just going to say it. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. We were the Guac King.
Yeah.
The Guac King.
Shit yeah.
Go ahead. Give him the full name.
The Guac King. I'm Akash. I'm known as Akash Nair, but the Guac King.
I'm known as
the Guac King. My government name would be Akash.
There you go. Yeah. So we all have street slang names, right? We're not going to go over mine, but we have the Guac King. Okay, yeah. And so when the king is in the house, you have to give the king a present, and there's only one thing that the Guac King wants. It's guac.
Wow.
And we shall. We should have guac to the king.
Guac to the king. There you go.
Some good guac.
Oh,
some good guac. Good smelling guac.
So shout out to Post Tavern next door.
Post Tavern.
You know, we were in a pinch, had the Guac King coming, and you know, it was just one of those things that we had to do. So, it's thick, so it broke the chip.
Oh,
the chip to guac ratio.
Really good.
I would agree, and that is like twice Chipotle amount of guac. I would love to know
really
that.
Really creamy guac. Really creamy guac.
Yeah. Let me get a hit. So what's the technique? All right. See, you want some now. All right. So there's going to be
chips keep breaking.
It's going to be an ASMR session where we're eating guac. It's going to be really annoying for everybody.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. Yelly is the worst. He's in our office. It's always crunching. Always crunching. I'm like two doors down, crunching. Yep.
Two doors down? What do you mean?
I know. You know, the big, like, doors we have in the office. All right. So, this is a shit yeah show.
Shit yeah.
We've got the Guac King. It was born as Akash, and he is now baptized as the Guac King in Zunzi's. Yeah. I think he might be our number one review person that we've ever had.
One of.
You are.
I will take the title.
Top,
one
you
of.
Are. You know. We probably should rank our people. We should do that. Rank our people named in reviews and rank them. Have a top 26 list.
All right.
So we're gonna go with Sarah on that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because there should be something. I mean, reviews are the way the business runs.
Top reviews. We have all the.
So we're going to probably talk about shit yeah and how you get so many reviews. So it's a shit yeah show. The restaurant business sucks. We're here to change it. We talk about what sucks. We talk about what we love about it, what makes us say shit yeah, why we're in the restaurant business, what's fun about making other people say shit yeah. And then also, what are we doing differently as a company? You know, in your company, right now you're with us, Zunzi Zunzabar, doing amazing things, selling guac, hustling guac, pushing guac.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the story of exactly how you
let's go
redeem the guac.
Hey. How I redeem the Guac King. Okay, so
the elephant in the room is how
did
I
get it? How did I get it? So I started working at Tybee, and the GM Brad over there, he would incentivize some days on like who could upsell the most guac on the slap chips. And for that that day, I guess I sold a lot of guac. And our bartender Jenna, she made a little sticker that said Guac King and just like slapped it on my thing, like one of those Jolt stickers.
Yeah.
I just walked around, and for every customer loved it. They're like, oh my god, are you the Guac King? I'm gonna write that in the review. And that's the most reviews I got that night. I was like, oh, something kind of works here. And then the next day, I like wrote another sticker and put it on there, and it worked. And then I was like, kept doing it, and it just took off.
So by putting the Guac King title, people were like, then guac.
Yeah, but it was the bartender at Tybee that named me that.
That's a marketing thing.
It's
so
marketing
like we
thing.
Need to have like Dank King. We got to have
Perry God. I heard Perry Perry God was a good one. Review Queen, Kendra. I think Kendra deserves that.
She has a shirt coming.
Yep. Review Queen.
ShitYeahShop.com.
Yeah.
If you have an idea for a shirt, text us on the 26 Club. We will make that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat fast.
Yeah, yeah,
we somewhat fast.
Somewhat fast. So when I heard about the Guac King, I went to Tybee.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling. You had an aura about you. I don't know if it was like you were glowing. Your skin has just all of the natural oils just of avocado flowing or whatever it was, essential oils.
Yeah.
You know, you got the nice mane
the
going.
Yeah.
There you go. You get your alpha omegas, whatever they are. But the first thing, like, you were like, I need a shirt. And I said, well, we're going to make you a shirt.
Yeah. You said I needed a shirt.
I think so.
I didn't say I needed a shirt. You came up to me and you're like, dude, you need a shirt. And I was like, sure.
And that was pre-shit yeah shop. And I was like, we're going to get you on. And then You know, now we can knock them out quick, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And celebrate our team. We should do it on their Shit Yeah Shop is do it to where it's like team inspired and you have Guac King and, you know, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is how ideas come out. Right?
Yeah.
Writing it down.
Okay.
Right,
so Guac King, amazing Guac story King. Of that. And now yeah. you're driving incredible amount of reviews. You're on Tybee. Yeah. Now you're downtown as well, right?
Yep. I'm now, just downtown, yeah.
Okay, so how did you get in the restaurant business? One of my favorite questions.
Okay, so funny enough, my dad went to culinary school, and it's just been restaurants my whole life. So, like, all throughout, I kind of grew up around him, you know, running his restaurant or this or that. And that's kind of just, like, what I've done. And, yeah, just Soonsies is where I started working.
So your dad had a restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's had multiple different restaurants, like, every sort of cuisine and this
cool
and that.
Cool perspective,
yeah.
then, for what we do.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it was very
I hate
nice.
The restaurant business.
Right.
But so I love it. I'm stuck.
Yeah.
But we're changing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah. So I just kind of came into it of like, you know, you kind of like take care of the place that you work at. You know, you just like put in everything you have and just work mm-hmm. as well as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Shit, yeah.
So what restaurants have you worked in? So you were there. You had that.
Right. So, I mean, I always kind of would just like help. Like he would always, you know, bring me in and kind of show me around and
okay.
teach me a lot of things about it. But really, funny enough, Zunzi's is, like, my first job that I've had outside of that with,
okay.
like, a payroll. Like, I've done other kind of, like, gigs and this and that, but not, like, a job.
Awesome.
Where, and, like, yeah, here I am at Zunzi's.
Shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Zunzibar, Zunzi's.
So you've worked downtown and Tybee, right?
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep.
And we just talked to Kai, who has similar experience.
Yeah, so Kai's bounced around. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think mm-hmm. that's what's cool about having different locations, the seasonality. We can
right.
pull our mm-hmm. our best people. If there's someone who has some name with King in it, we usually try to move them to our,
oh, yeah.
our locations and keep
we
Kings.
Show them off. Yeah.
Right? If it was like,
show off our kings.
You know, Guac Peasant probably wouldn't be like, eh, yeah. probably going to let you go during off season. Mm-hmm. But,
hey, can you hang out in dry storage?
In dry storage.
So, yeah. awesome. So what do you, you know, your dad has a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's passion in it. But the restaurant business is hard. What do you
right.
think sucks about it?
Ooh, and I thought about that coming here, too. I was like, I really don't know, like, to
Thank
pinpoint a specific answer. I think it's more of just, like, the way it is right now where just, like, you know, prices of everything are just so high. Like, forgetting just rent and, like, the cost of goods to, like, now you got to give your customer a good price so they come in. And, like, as an employee, too, like, you know, the wages haven't really gone anywhere in years. So it's, like, there's a lot of small, small things that mm-hmm. suck. And I don't think there's just one thing. It's like a
right.
lot of things that need to change to make it better.
So that's why we're changing.
Yeah.
So if you look at it and you go, you know, the way we change the restaurant business is by growing at an accelerated rate mm-hmm. that gets attention by doing business differently.
Right.
And so I think the restaurant business is broken,
mm-hmm.
right? I think the ways of doing it in the past really aren't working. You see large chains
right.
that they would never be able to grow with their business model now, but they're mm-hmm. legacy brands and they've got the financials and they've got the name
yeah.
that they're able to do it, but it's a totally different world
mm-hmm.
in regards to it. And, you know, I've got a philosophy of we're never a fully baked concept. 10% at least a year, we should be evolving and growing because in 5 years, technology changes, taste change,
right?
Right? But what never changes is people want an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're talking about is as prices go up, expectations go up.
Right.
Now people are very mindful of the pricing mm-hmm. of the menu. And to stay in business and to be successful in this environment, you have to be aggressive in your pricing.
Mm-hmm.
If
yeah.
you're chasing the menu, right, and you're trying to keep up and you aren't aggressive in it and really, you know, believing that our team can follow through with it through, you know, really a menu price is perception. It's
right.
what's the value and what's the feeling that they leave with. And what you're doing, you know, mm-hmm. they're leaving
yeah.
5-star reviews. I don't leave reviews.
Right.
I'm not a review person,
mm-hmm.
right? I care about reviews in the company, but it's just not my personality. So to get somebody to do that, you're really wowing them.
Mm-hmm.
And you aren't doing that if you're not having fun.
Right.
And so, you know, we talk about that, you know, what sucks about the business right now, you know, prices, but that's affecting everybody. And how do you react? I think great people that are engaged like you is mm-hmm. a way as a company, you know, we can combat that. But what do you love about it? What makes you say shit? Yeah.
I think what I love about it is that opportunity to, like, you know, serve people and give them that experience mm-hmm. and, like, a good thing. And I think especially within this company, I love that, like, we are very customer focused and, like, we do just about anything and everything to make that customer happy. And, like, anywhere else you work in a restaurant, it's like, hey, this guy didn't like their food. You're kind of, like, arguing with your manager even to get a comp. But here you're like, hey, here's the food. Like, what else can I fix for you? Here's that. Like, how can we help?
The freedom of it is
so nice because it's like you can truly take care of your guest without having to worry about anything else.
And so that falls into the 2.6% shit yeah fee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody thought I was insane when I rolled that out and they were like, Chris, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's the rule? Right? Right? There's like, that is cool. No one else will do that. Right? Because they don't have the shit yet promise. I encourage every restaurant owner to put a guarantee on their menu and then charge for it. Mm-hmm. Right? Whatever it is, because it actually empowers your team to fix the problems, you know, when it happens. The problems happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really be solved with, let's just go ahead and make the sandwich without tomatoes. Right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is. Right? But then you're going back and it's a pissy conversation in the restaurant with the guy who made it. And it's like, no, guys, just make a new sandwich. It's all good. It's built in. It's baked into our model and doing it. And so it empowers everybody and also allows me to sleep knowing that, hey, you know, if we're not ringing that up and we're not seeing a certain number, which is usually around 0.6% of total sales, to be honest, is what we're refunding, we're comping to make up for all of those errors. You know,
why not?
I mean, it's a no-brainer from a business perspective. I want to see that happening. Mm-hmm. It means we're engaged with our fans. I know we're messing up. The busier we get, the more we're going to mess up sometimes. And so that's really, really, really awesome that you use that.
Right.
You know, because it's really a competitive advantage, you know, I think in our business that we have that and it should be used.
For sure.
Let's see. So good stuff there. What do you think that we're doing different? You've been with us how long?
Almost a year now.
Almost a year.
That's
a big deal.
Crazy.
Like next month.
In Zunzi years?
It's a lot.
It feels like at least three.
Yeah.
Because we move pretty quick.
Right.
And we're evolving and like we have a very high standard.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple
menus, so many new cocktails, this, that. Yeah. Everything is
new. And it's because we're building something. Yeah. I want everybody to know like we're not a business that's been focused on making a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, investors. But the good thing is our investors.
We're getting there.
It's a 50-year business plan.
Right.
Right. Most people are opening a restaurant trying to make money, you know, right away.
Right.
We're trying to change a restaurant business, build something that can actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That takes time. It takes energy. It takes creativity. It takes testing.
Yeah.
It takes failing. Right. It takes pushing limits on things. And we're super close. We're really in the last stages of this. So to share with you, Q1 for us right now is enormous bar innovation to the point that we just tore a whole bar out. We're redoing it. So, you know, brand new, it's going to be the focus of our downtown spot. Really excited. The mixology program, the training program is going to be best in class with Tony leading that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, Q2 is going to be menu innovation. So whatever you think we serve, right? Of course, we're known for our award-winning sandwiches, wings, and chips, and that's our cornerstone. You know, we're going to always want to be the place that you want to come for a great lunch and sandwiches and meet and have that experience. South African sweet tea.
The signature.
You can't beat it, you know, sauce it up. But we're going to try to fill the gap and really be a place where in the morning, you know, you can come in. We have some really fun ideas for that, especially the service industry to engage them. I hate when I see our team go spend $10 at Starbucks.
Yeah.
That pisses me off. And we're going to fix that.
Do you know what's so funny? I have to tell you, because I guess you don't know. Every morning, right before a morning meeting, when I was working in store, we'd be like, do we have time to run to Parker's? And everyone would go to Parker's, get breakfast and a drink, come back, sit down for the meeting. Yeah. Every single person.
So we're going to be doing some really cool stuff.
Shout out Greg.
Yep. Greg Parker doing great things. yes. So, but that's awesome. But we're going to get a piece of that.
But yeah. Right. So
we're going to get a piece
like
of that.
Like you said, everyone needs something.
Everybody needs it. And so, you know, our from a concept innovation, you know, we'll have that piece that's going to be a surprise for everybody. They're going to like that. And then for lunch, it's going to be sandwiches. We want to be your favorite sandwich shop and go back to our roots. And from a price point, from a value, from a speed of service, we want to be that place, but in a really fun atmosphere, you have that. Then we're going to transition to happy hour, wings, chips, bar food, awesome happy hour, live music with the Zunza Bar concept. And then we're going to have a big surprise that you're not going to expect to pair with our elevated mixology program. That's going to really, I think, separate us and really be something that you guys don't really expect. And it will make you say shit yeah. It's going to tie with local vendors. It's going to be a really cool thing that we can also scale as a concept. So, you know, I think, you know, excited to share that, you know, so doing things differently. I don't know where I got. I got excited talking about what all the change
fun.
That we're doing.
It's all so fun. Shit,
yeah. But so yeah, to come back to Earth as I get to share that.
Yeah.
Right. Let me just, I'm gonna let you talk. I need some guac. Yeah. There we go.
Shit. Yeah. I mean,
so
what
are we doing
say.
Different that you think? Well, I mean, you've
what
been with us different? In your dad's spot, but
right.
As a customer perspective, what do you think?
Purely just the experience. I don't even think it's just like it's from any other restaurant standpoint. Like you're not getting that experience that you would hear. Like forgetting just that we say shit yeah all the time. There's other sort of chains that have their own little like gimmick or whatever they may do, but like we're really like believing that shit yeah, and like you're leaving feeling like shit yeah. And I think that's really cool. It's like every guest that comes in like really is like, whoa, I really love this spot. I'm glad I stopped by. Like if it's their first time, they're like, the food's amazing. The atmosphere is amazing. There's just nothing they can complain about. So yeah, I think it's just the atmosphere and the shit yeah experience is what's just so much different.
So that's really important. You know, if you're watching and you're mm-hmm. you know, I've said if there's one thing that I would like, it's the sacred cow. It's shit. Yeah. If I had to just steal right. everything and I'd say the one thing that would be it's the shit. Yeah. Experience.
Right.
For all stakeholders, mm-hmm. team, franchisees, fans, community, vendors, investors in that order. That would apply to any business.
Right.
And so for you to talk about that, mm-hmm. right. Be passionate about that. There's no way that doesn't transfer across
right.
the table.
Yeah.
Right. And that's how you get named Guac King.
Shit. Yeah.
No. So incredible. What, so a little bit personal. So mm-hmm. what brought you to Savannah?
Okay.
You know, what are your personal aspirations? Because our mission is to inspire you to live your dream.
Right.
You know, you're Guac King, so it's hard to go up from King.
Don't know if this was your original dream or if this is a
new
dream
for you. It's a great dream. Don't get me wrong. Well, I came to Savannah because of SCAD. I still am at SCAD. I'm at film school. I've still got like
so
a couple
SCAD,
of cores yet.
The recent tagline that we've realized as we've hired team members from SCAD, it's SCAD for kids who can't read or do math good.
Yep.
Right.
But I can't. Right. I still want my diploma, so I can't say anything. I'm not going to agree or disagree.
It's okay, because that's why we're cashless, because we are not going to have SCAD students count money and give the wrong money back.
I think that too, but you're not supposed to say it out loud.
But we're going to have a dope coloring book coming out pretty soon. It's going to be pretty cool, inspired by a SCAD student. So I'm very
sorry,
excited.
Sorry,
SCAD.
We'll come out with our apology podcast next week.
Oh, no.
Please let me graduate.
It's all good.
No, it'd be funny if
it's
did,
all
though.
Good.
All right, continue.
Yeah. Oh, what was I saying? SCAD brought me to Savannah. I used to come to Zunzi's all the time as a customer, just like here at Drayton. I loved it. The food was amazing. Drinks were amazing. And then every time I'd always be like, maybe I should work there. And then one of my friends got the job at Tybee, so that kind of brought me there. And then now I'm here because I was just like, I love the company. I want to stick. Like, I just want to stick. I'm stuck. I'm stuck.
You're stuck in avocado.
Yeah. Aspirations wise, like,
stuck.
Yeah. So, what are your, what's
film
your dream?
Industry is just, it's down right now, very down. And I always knew, like, that was just my passion. It's not going to be my main moneymaker. Like, I'm just like a more, like, I guess you could say, like, more business and everything other, like, oriented guy.
Yeah.
And I just, did that because that's my passion, mm-hmm. what I want to do. But yeah, money is just like, as I said, maybe opening up a Guac King, a little taco truck, this, that, bunch of little ventures and like, real estate's another big thing. But yeah, just a little different little
amazing.
Things.
So when do you graduate?
Soon, a couple quarters.
Like, okay.
This summer.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, you should help us with our podcast. We're building a studio in our office.
Yeah.
And so you have that film background. I'm pretty sure you could figure out how to
of course.
Upload it to the tube.
Yeah.
Right? And something like that. What's the question you have for me?
Ooh, I don't know. This is a real tough one because I didn't think I'd get to that point. Anything my heart desires.
Right.
I mean, I guess like my question would mainly revolve around your involvement with the company or like how it initiated. But I feel like I know a good amount of like, I'm assuming you were a customer and and that you just love the company. And
so that's one of the reasons we have the podcast.
Yeah.
Is as the company grows, like, I want to be able to communicate our story.
Right.
And have that. It's why we're going to expand our podcast to, a couple days a week and be able to do impromptu ones to just talk mm-hmm. about different things.
Yeah.
As I kind of get that wild hair, like, let's go do one. I want to share a story. Be able to do that. I fell in love with it as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to love getting a conquistador, a South African tea, buy mm-hmm. my bottles of sauce. When I'd run out, I'd go buy some more, wait in line and do that. And so that's why I'm passionate about the food. That's why I'm passionate about the people. I remember Kenny chopping chicken and mm-hmm. and doing that and all the people associated with it. And so yeah, and I would say that's how I got in it. Why I'm still in it,
right?
You know, it's really because of the opportunity and the growth and to be able to really impact a lot of people through the business.
Mm-hmm.
There's no business. It's really been in the past year that I've realized why I'm in the restaurant business. And I said this before, no business will give you the opportunity to have as many relationships as
That's
the restaurant
true.
Business. It will introduce yeah. you to the coolest people.
For sure.
It will challenge your beliefs about people, mm-hmm. right? Because you're dealing with all of the population,
yeah.
right? And it's my job as a company to build a company that can make everybody say shit yeah,
yeah.
right? And also choose the ones that you don't really care if they say shit yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And say no to some of them. And, you know, in general, you know, it's the people that say no to shit yeah, we almost always win them over. They just don't understand it. And I think that's in our business. One of our biggest opportunities is to bring clarity to them. So it's like, instead of it taking three visits for them to understand us, it's like, we hit it home
right
away. And that's why we do some of the things of like the wooden nickels to get them to come back. You know, if you sign up for the 26th Club, it's a chance for us to keep engaging with you. Because I know if you have three interactions with the mm-hmm. Guac King,
yeah,
there's no way we're not going to become in your top five list of restaurants.
Shit, yeah.
You know, with that. Because
three.
We've,
talk about three. One.
You know, shit, there's, yeah. you know, we all have our things, but if we're that place,
mm-hmm.
you know, then three visits with somebody like you,
yeah.
You know, that's what really drives becoming your favorite restaurant. And people are always testing it. You know,
right.
they're always like, oh, that was great that time. But, you know, well, it's good because of him.
Yeah.
They come back and then they got Tangi or Kendra or
yeah.
somebody else just doing, you know, doing a great job. It's now it's the company winning
mm-hmm.
and it's the company making people say shit. Yeah. And that's what, to me, you know, one location restaurants, man, they should be able to do that.
Right.
Right. You get a founder, someone that's passionate about that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a really hard business, but. You know, that's to me, that's expected. Like I would hope they can do it. But to be able to scale that's the biggest challenge for me. And what I'm finding is the culture is becoming, it's the company culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't poured a lot of time into you, but you're preaching it.
Yeah.
You're preaching it. It's coming across in the reviews and, you know, it's hey, making me shit. Say shit. Yeah.
When you ask that question, do you know about Chris's like merge from Five Guys to like buying Zunzi's?
No, well, yeah. So yeah. I know that kind of, you know, path. And that's, I guess I was also going to ask is like, what made you like coming from Five Guys is like, what made you realize that Zunzi's is the customer service is really what drives it? Because I mean, I've been to Five Guys and I wouldn't say there's like a shit yeah experience.
Agreed.
It's a yeah. good burger. It's great, right. you know, but.
Free peanuts.
Right. But what made you realize with Zunzi's is like, okay, I really, really need to focus on the customer relation.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, they were operating. So when I first ate there the first time in 2008, I ate there because everybody told me to go there
mm-hmm.
and waited in line, got the sandwich, the tea, the sauce. And I said, someday I'm going to buy this and franchise it. So I put it out there.
Yeah.
But it was because I was going through a checklist that I have. It's concept, location, operations.
Okay.
And you can look at a chain of 1,000 locations and you go, why did that location, why did they close that location?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, it's not the concept.
Yeah.
Right? So the concept is clearly proven.
Mm-hmm.
There's the location and operations left. So then you can look at it and go, okay, well, location, we can kind of see if it's a good location. It's a great location with a great concept. All that's left is operations. You know, there's some other stuff, the lease and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
in general, if you're a great concept, you're, you know, so it's operations. It's the people.
Yeah.
Right. And so when I saw it, the old location was not a great location.
Yeah.
Right. It was hard to serve. It was mm-hmm. hard to, you know. It wasn't good for the people there. It wasn't main and main.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so you've got that. So it wasn't location. Operation sucked. They would close up in the middle of a line being there because they were fighting.
Okay.
Like the line would stall.
I've heard crazy
the line would stall for the line would stall for 30 yeah. minutes. Just because they're like having like
oh okay.
Yeah, so like it would like the line would be long a lot of days just because they were serving no food and everybody was waiting.
Yeah.
So I was like, operations not good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They had their good days right from that, but it wasn't like, hey, we're turning through 60 customers an hour. Right.
Right,
there was opportunities in operations, equity yeah. in operations, and then so I was like, "Well, the concept, mm-hmm. right? The team is saying shit, yeah. The customers are saying shit, yeah. Right? you know, they have a unique name, mm-hmm. unique offering with their sandwiches, sauce-centric. We're in America.
Right.
I mean, we are a country that buys food to put sauce on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like
yeah.
everything is a vessel for sauce,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that's why we have our sauces. I'm a big believer of that, and we have more coming out. We've got our hottest shit coming out, our Mustafa curry coming out. We're going to keep rolling these out to keep saucing it up.
Yeah.
And you know, and make our fans say shit, yeah. But, yeah, so it was that checklist that I went through. Mm-hmm. And then finally from the experience, so it was like, well, the people are doing it. There was a secret sauce, mm-hmm. say, of the experience that led it. And it was one of the things when we bought it, we were like, is this a one-off, like a one-trick pony that's like, this is location, it's so weird and one-off that that's why it's successful.
Right.
And so that's why we chose to open Atlanta. Everyone's like, why didn't you open in Pooler or another mm-hmm. location in Savannah? It's because I wanted to figure it out,
test it out,
see that
yeah.
we can make people mm-hmm. say shit yeah up there.
Right.
And it's been a brutal process,
yeah.
extremely expensive, right? Figuring all of that out. But I knew if we could figure it out in a location that doesn't know us,
mm-hmm.
right? And we can, now they're 4.8 rate. I think their highest rating.
Where at?
Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
And so they're 4.8 rating and they're the highest
nine,
rated.
Yeah.
I think 1,700 reviews on Google.
Shit, yeah.
Right? Highest mm-hmm. rated restaurant in that area.
Shit, yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Right. We figured out how to scale shit. Yeah.
Right.
And so now we're doing that everywhere where mm-hmm. we're, you know, we're six straight months of 5-star reviews. I keep saying that because it's unheard of.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous yeah. results, but we're doing things that are different. Therefore we get results.
Mm-hmm.
Different is very hard, but it's happening. Yeah. We're about to 86 this episode and call it a day,
mm-hmm.
but, cause we're 86 on time. I think we should all have some guac.
Shit, yeah.
Right? Thank you for everything you do.
Of course.
There you go.
Shit, yeah.
Ladies first.
Thank you.
There you go.
Got it.
All right.
Chip the guac.
All right. Nice form. There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Shit, yeah.